Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, guys. So it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. So in this video, I'm super excited and I'm going to bring you 17 different food business ideas that you can start for a very, very low investment and has a huge profitable margin. And these are products to sell specifically online. So if you're looking to create an e-commerce business, these are 17 products you buy in bulk. You can break them down and put your label on them and get them into the marketplace. And we're gonna jump into those 17 right now. All right, so it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. From back in the introduction, as I mentioned, I'm gonna give you 17 different food business ideas that you can start online. And the investment for these is considerably less than almost any business you are gonna start with a brick and mortar concept you can actually do online. And these are for less than $1,000. And in some cases, you can even do it for less than $500 because the amount of product you need to buy is not a lot. And the price points to buy them at wholesale are very, very low. The retail price points I'm gonna give you are gonna be from a high range to a low range. And those are the ones that they actually sell online. So we are gonna dive right into it. And as always, if this is your first video for Marketing Food Online, I'm Damien Roberti and I'm founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online. My wife and I started e-commerce businesses about 12 years ago. And we've been selling online for quite some time now. And we've turned all of our platforms into multi six figure businesses, but it has taken time to do that. I'm gonna tell you straight up front, it's not a get rich scheme or something that happens overnight. But if you're dedicated and want to start a food business online, the economy as it is, I can tell you from my own experience, the past year, the food sales have skyrocketed. Amazon alone is already up the second quarter of last year, over 400% in food sales alone. So I'm gonna give you 17 different ideas. You can take a look at each one of them, implement maybe one or two, or even if you wanted to do all of them, that's up to you as well. But I'm gonna give you some of the cost per pound. Now, the one thing you gotta do is check out down below in the description, I created a blog post that has all of these products and the specific companies. In the video here, I'm gonna give you the items and I'm gonna show you some images of what they look like, but I'm not gonna dive into each of the individual companies. Check out that blog post. You can see the links and it'll click directly over there too, and you can take a look at them. So number one is nuts. Now, anything from salted nuts to seasoned nuts, if it's individual types of nuts or even mixed nuts, nut business is super easy to get into. Now, when I say super easy, what I mean by that is that there is such a variety out there that there is a huge marketplace online for them, and you can start an eBay store, even an Etsy store, to get your product up and running, or even your own website. You can start on Shopify as well. But nuts are something that's super, super inexpensive, and they range anywhere from $4 to $5 and have a retail price point between $10 up to $17 a pound. Now, the retail price points I'm gonna give you here are going to be ranges for a 1 pound bag. If you decide to go smaller, maybe a 10 or 12 ounce bag, and you want to keep your margins even higher, you can do that. Because in some cases on Amazon, for instance, you can actually see a handful of listings where they've got 3 and 4 bags that are 12 ounces each. And those bags go for anywhere from $30 to $40 for the accumulation of those 3 to 4 bags. So you can make even bigger profits on that. So number two is gonna be trail mixes. Trail mixes range between $3.50 to $4.50 a pound when you buy them. So they have a range. All right, so number three is corn nuts and corn sticks. These are, corn nuts, of course, are always something that's been around for quite some time, but corn nuts, the company that I'm gonna show you on the blog post has a variety of flavors pre-made, from cheddar to barbecue to plain to salted, unsalted. There's a variety. Between those two items, they're between $3 to $4 a pound cost, and you can retail those for $7 to even $12 a pound. That's a huge margin. So Definitely want to take a look at that one. Number four, the food business that you definitely can look into is dried veggie chips. These are something that are hugely nutritious. They come in a variety of different types of chips, from even just beet, carrot chips, or even mixed chips. But they have a very good range of pricing as far as $4 to $5 in cost. And they retail between $9 to $15 a pound online. Now, eBay actually has a website. There's a few sellers actually on eBay. I've seen prices exceed even $15 a pound when it comes to dried veggie chips. So it's definitely something you want to look into. And you can even season them as well. So if you're buying a 25 or 50 pound bag or box, you can actually add different seasonings to them and create totally different flavor profiles. All right, so number five is actually going to be chocolate covered nuts. They range between $5 to $6 a pound, and there is a huge variety, of course, between peanuts and filberts and hazelnuts and almonds and walnuts and everything in between. Chocolate covered nuts are always a big draw, but they actually retail between $11 to $19 for 16 ounces, which is crazy. You got to keep in mind too, when you're selling products online that are food related, people will pay a premium because in their area where they may live, they cannot get certain products. That's what the internet has opened up doors to, so many opportunities, is that food products have a tendency to have a premium price on them if they're specialty, if they're sugar-free, if they're dietary, whatever it may be, because a lot of people don't have exactly what you may have in your local grocery store, and they're willing to pay a premium for it. Number seven, organic powders, superfoods. These are fantastic. Organic superfoods can range between $11 to $12 a pound in cost, but the markup, superfoods can go up to $24 a pound and even higher. Now, if you get into the organic styled superfoods and superpower foods, those are something too that have an even higher price point. Okay, so now one other thing you might want to keep in mind too is as you do this business, make sure that if you begin to get into organic styled foods, you make sure that you get certification to allow you to handle them, store them, and package them, and you need to follow the guidelines set up by the FDA to do that. Okay, so if it's in a facility that you're wanting to do organic, you have to have that inspection done in order for you to put the actual organic logo and label on your products legally and abide by FDA regulations. So the next one that we've got is number eight. Organic seeds. These are fantastic too. Seeds such as sunflower seeds, chia seeds, flaxseed, they get a huge premium online, and they're pricing only between $4 to $6 a pound, and they go for $10 to $19 a pound when they're online. I've actually seen some on Amazon that exceed $24 and $25 a pound, which is crazy because the markup is just insane. Number nine is going to be organic dried fruits. Now, these are dried fruits that cost anywhere from $4 to $5 a pound, but they retail between $12 to $17 a pound per pound online. And there's a variety. When it comes to anything organic dried fruits, there are multiple types of fruits that you can get out there, and even mixed dried fruit mixes that go over very, very well. Number nine is organic flour. Organic flour ranges between $6 to $8 a pound. And some of these are actually flours that are for keto diets and special dietary needs. So even though they cost between $6 to $8 for the pound, they retail for $14, $19 a pound online. Number 10 is organic sugar. Now this may sound a little interesting, but organic sugars are popping up everywhere. I've seen them at Walmart for even just at a 10 ounce bag, they're up to about $5 to $7, which is crazy. You can get it for $2.50 a pound and retail it between $9 to $11 a pound online. And that is something that a lot of people have been turning to. We actually, my wife and I, use organic sugars ourselves, but that is something that's been growing dramatically too. Number 11, food business idea number 11, chocolate pretzels. You can actually buy chocolate pretzels pre-dipped and pre-made in bulk in huge 20, 25, even 30 pound boxes, break them down and bag them. But the thing with chocolate pretzels, they range around $4 a pound. They go between $9 to $13 a pound, depending on what they're coated with. A lot of them are coated with regular chocolates, even white chocolates or yogurt coating, and some of them have dark chocolate. Dark chocolate pretzels go for a very, very big premium when you talk about e-commerce online. Number 12, gummy candies. Just good old classic gummy candies. You can get between $2 to $3 a pound, but they retail between $8 and $11 a pound online. So definitely something that you want to look into because the margins are so big. But again, keep in mind that these are 1 pound bags. These are not small bags. So that price point is something that's easily to do online. Number 13, sugar-free candies. Between $6 to $7 you can get a pound, $6 to $7 a pound. Sugar-free candies can be anything from chocolate-coated nuts or dried fruits that are sugar-free to even gummies that are sugar-free, but they retail between $11 to $20 a pound online. Number 14, chocolate-covered coffee beans. So these are something that I'm a personal fan of myself, but chocolate-covered coffee beans, they can be purchased between $7 to $8 a pound. You get a 20 to 25 pound box, roughly, and they retail between $13 to $18 a pound. Some of them even higher, depending on if they're dark chocolate espresso beans. You can get a huge premium for those per pound online. Number 15, dried fruit. So these are not organic dried fruits. These are just regular dried fruits, anything from kiwis, the pineapples, you can get cantaloupes and mangoes, but dried fruit in general, you're gonna get about $2.50 to $4.50 a pound for, and you can sell them between $6 to $13 a pound online. Next up is number 16. This is a hugely popular one, of course, but loose leaf teas. If you're looking to start a tea business, tea is something you can definitely get in huge bulk. Repackage them, private label them, put your label on them, and get them online as well. But loose leaf teas have skyrocketed since last year because of the COVID situation. So you definitely want to make sure that you get that at a cheap, cheap price. And then price point's gonna be between even $30 to $40, even $50 a pound for loose leaf teas. Number 17, hot sauce. Yes, good old fashioned hot sauce. You can actually get private labeled for yourself. You can purchase them by the bottle, obviously, but in the case pack, and you can get them for $3 to $4 a bottle, but they sell anywhere from $9 up to $12 a bottle as a gourmet type of hot sauce online. So if these are great business ideas and you have definitely tried them or you're looking to try them yourself, definitely let us know down below. And if this video gave you some ideas, some good brainstorming ideas, definitely give us a big thumbs up, and I will see you guys.
Thanks for watching Marketing Food Online. And if you are looking to create your own food truck, start a home-based food business under the cottage food law, franchise a food operation, start a packaged food business, private label your own food product, sell on Amazon, get your own online store, or sell food online, remember to subscribe and check out these videos for more resources. Take care.